Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, and we return to the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com. Elite game day grilling favorites. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, as we're live from Oxnard. Good morning, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. We're good. Now, technically, today is a day off. Does that mean that you take the day off and rest, or you like that just gives me a chance to get ahead on work?
I was just telling somebody it meant that I didn't have to rush from here to here to here. And I was sitting in the cafeteria, had finished talking to somebody, and I said, yeah, I don't have to rush. And I looked at my watch, and it was 8:19. And I said, okay, guess we're rushing. I'll work for...
And then you made it here a couple minutes early.
I know, out of breath. I'll work for about a half a day.
Okay.
And instead of taking my bike ride in the morning, I can do it in the afternoon.
Right on. Now, was there anything, before we dive into some of our more specific questions, was there anything from yesterday's practice that stood out to you that you think the people should know?
I'll tell you one thing that has in the last 2 days.
Javonte Williams.
Ezeruku.
Yeah.
I was reading about him. I watched Boston College play Missouri, and I didn't know who he was, right?
Sure.
And it was like one of the first games in the season. But before, after the draft, I saw somebody put together the all-rookie team, and they named him as one of the defensive ends.
Yeah.
And I was going, well. And what they were talking about was his ability to get off the snap and the different moves he had to get to the quarterback. Because I saw 241 for a defensive end, and I'm going, oh, I don't know, right? And then I looked up, and like DeMarcus Ware came into the league. Now, I'm not comparing them, at 245.
Okay. So it's theoretical.
Right.
You can figure it out.
And, you know, he probably ended up playing about 255, something like that. He got off the line of scrimmage yesterday several times, and it was all Guyton could do to just slow him down. He's got to get off, and he gets around the corner in a hurry. And I thought that was pretty impressive for a position you're sitting there going, well, okay, what do we have? You know, Parsons gets there, but you don't want him taking 60 snaps at defensive end. Sam Williams is coming back from his torn ACL, although he looks really good.
And, yeah, he does.
And he's in overdrive right now.
Yeah, so much so that
they
got
better
him
get
in
the pads.
Trouble.
Yeah, get the pads on that guy, right?
Yeah.
But Ezeruku and Nealon, these guys got something now.
Can I throw Fowler in the mix? And I want to get your thoughts about that, because how curious maybe Cowboys fans should be about the return of him, because I'm excited. He'd never seen more than. He never played more than 30% of the snaps here. But, like, we saw flashes, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Then he goes to Washington, got more exposure, did very well, then comes back. And,
right.
And I wonder, like, what his snap count is going to look
well,
like.
Well, I looked that up in Washington, and his snap count was around, I want to say 50%, maybe 55%.
So I wonder if we can get 50
he's
here.
Kind of a rotation guy, you know, designated pass rusher.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to overuse him on the edge. Because
agreed.
One of the things, the misnomer, that defensive end is all about sacks. You better be able to set the edge.
Stop that run.
And turn
that
the
edge,
thing inside,
especially,
right?
That's been an issue for this team.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely.
We've
because
seen it too
many times, especially one guy, and we'll see if he's better at it, you know, he's hunting sacks all the time.
I'm sure when he gets his contract, he'll be better at it.
Yeah, hopefully. he say, okay, I had my double-digit sacks. And you got to play the scheme, right?
That's
Mike
important.
Zimmer,
yeah.
Mike Zimmer explained to me last year, because he was, you know, all about Parsons has got to play the scheme, right? You can't go hunting sacks, because if you're supposed to fill this hole, then this linebacker's counting on that being full and he can go somewhere else.
Yep.
And he goes, and if he doesn't do his job, then the guy behind him can't do his job.
You know, and that reminds me of our conversation. We talked about this frequently with Darren Woodson and with George Teague. Both of them said that they would tell each other, I'm going to go make a play. And they knew, okay, now I have a little extra on my plate. But if Mike is like, look, I'm going to go outside of the defense and nobody knows, then that becomes problematic, especially if I'm going to go hunt a sack and they're running right at me.
But even these two guys, they seem to be able to set. There was a running play yesterday, and they were using Damone Clark at linebacker. Murray was
out,
waiting the birth of a child.
Congratulations.
And yeah, what a festive little kid.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Nine
right?
months ago, what happened
they,
in the water?
They got to do this planning better.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
But anyway, there was a run to the outside. He got outside. He was playing outside linebacker. He set the edge and turned it back inside, and somebody else made the tackle. You ought to get an assist for doing that, right? And so same with the defensive ends. That's what I want to see. And these young guys, I think they got something.
Kevin, Kevin, real quick.
Yeah.
One of the things that when I was watching Ezeraku in college, I saw a version of Greg Ellis. Where it, like the one that I remember coming out of college, where he had polish to him, but he also had the ability. He knew the game well,
right?
And that there was and some of the way he got off the ball too. That's kind of the comp in my mind. I was sitting there going, "Oh man, we have a good player here," because of what I remembered from Greg Ellis. So that was kind of, and I'm very hopeful. Hey, if he has that kind of career, man, we're doing all right here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know it's early.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 Go Men's T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But you know us media folks, we love to project. Well, me media folks, I love to project things. You like to keep people more grounded.
Yeah, you know what people normally say when they're saying that? They go, well, people say, and I'm going, well, what people?
Yeah. Me people, okay. I say. But I think this is grounded in reality. How many undrafted free agents could make the 53-man roster just because the Cowboys have a more recent history of kind of cranking that out?
Right.
Do you see that same opportunity available in this camp? Injuries withstanding, I understand that.
I don't know if, you know, it may be too early to say,
yeah.
You know, you got to put the pads on. I haven't seen anybody just jump out.
I had two going through because of the money. I was curious about two because of the money.
Okay, but let me warn you about the money.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
So when you see these rookie free agents, and it looks like they got guaranteed contracts like $254 million.
Yeah,
you know what that is.
I guess not.
They're guaranteeing you a spot on the practice squad.
Okay, I got you.
Because if you are on the practice squad for 18 weeks,
then that's
the total it comes
to. I got you.
So you got to be careful about that.
I appreciate that.
Now, not everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Right? I was trying to think the one guy they signed. And
Justin Barron, the linebacker, and then Elijah Clark, the safety, were the two that fell into that category.
And Barron has caught my eye even in the OTAs. He's got something.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, maybe a special team-er in training. I think he could probably help there. And then the other guy, Clark, is that what you said?
Yeah,
he made a play yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't know that number. Let me look it up. And so...
those were the two that hit that guaranteed money that you were talking about, but now I have to kind of rethink my idea of how that works.
And I like the fact that Tyler Neville got in a little scrap with Bell on the sideline, which caused the little skirmish deal. And unfortunately, Bell hit the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate.
Yeah.
His defensive teammate.
Yeah. And then there was the moment with, was it Kamon Hall and I think.
And CD?
CD. Yeah. Because CD was caught the ball in the end zone, and Hall came up from behind and just shoved
him. Well, what had happened there was on the route, CD did push Hall out of the way, and Hall didn't like that.
Well, don't get pushed out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we got roughs out there. No flag. You're good.
The one thing that I don't know, I didn't just keep track of this last year, but yesterday it just felt like a whole day of compete.
And that was, I
don't know, it just looked like that was fun for them.
Well, did you see the sweatshirt that Schottenheimer was wearing?
Compete every day.
Right? But yeah, it felt.
We have Brian Schottenheimer on the show today.
Very good.
At noon.
I bet we asked him about that.
But yeah, it just feels like that whole, it was like, you know what, we're playing football today. And that felt a lot more, I don't know, energetic, fun, whatever the word is. They looked like they were all having a good time competing and with purpose.
And you don't know how that's going to turn out, right?
Sure.
But it's a good first step.
Mm-hmm.
If you get guys playing that hard and you got to regulate them when they're not supposed to be that physical, then it's like, oh, okay. And, you know, and Schottenheimer kind of hinted at this when they had the skirmish and he called them all up. And I remember...
Can you repeat exactly what you
Yeah, right. I can remember when like Jimmy would do it or Parcells would do it, and they would call him up and, hey, and kind of chew him out, but in the back of their mind going, yes, this is what I want.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I just can't let them know that, right? And I guarantee you that's what he did. He hinted at it, but he didn't come clean, because I know he was all right. This is good. And it reminded me of... I might have told you the story about the ping pong match during minicamp.
Yeah.
Parsons versus Toya.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was standing in the background like this, just watching, and I could see this smile on his face like, okay, I'm making progress here.
The other thing that seems to make him smile, we've talked about it on the show. I mentioned it with Fan After Dark last night. The pace of these practices seems blistering compared to the last
several
years.
Well, I asked him about that yesterday. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we walked off. He was going into the parking lot. And I said, are you doing that because you've got time constraint in practice? You can only practice so long. I said, are you trying to get in as many plays as you can? He goes, that's the pace we want to play at. Because they don't wait for the wide receivers to get back into the huddle.
Oh, my God, I know.
Other two guys are in, and the other guys have to wait out, you know, if they're on a deep pass. And not only get out of the huddle fast, but when they get to the line of scrimmage, it doesn't look like the quarterback's playing third base coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's get to the line and snap it. And it's not like they're in a hurry-up offense, but they're in their own hurry-up. You know, though it's time, Dak will stop and change the play. But a lot of times they get to the line of scrimmage and there's not a bunch of calls. boom, yeah, it snapped.
Yeah.
So yeah, and he said that's the pace we like to play at. And it helps because now the defense doesn't have a whole lot of time to sit there and make adjustments, right? And, you know, and I know everybody makes a big deal out of motion and this and that. And, okay, the motion is to make sure you're figuring out if they're in man or if they're in zone. But they don't mess around. They get there and they get the snap off.
And I understand all of this comes with a caveat of no pads yet. But
yeah,
this is what you've seen. And I think the pace in particular and that level of kind of like feistiness or competitiveness is something that you can judge to a certain extent.
Game pads one will be here quick.
Yeah.
And that team's going to be feisty and competitive. And if you aren't ready for it, if you're just, you know, piddling around until you get there, you're not going to be ready. You're going to get hit in the mouth.
As long as you're not hurrying up to fourth down.
Sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sure. It's like, all right, maybe we better slow down here.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And, you know, and that's what I'm going to say. Some people say, it's like, well, why don't you just do hurry up offense all the time? I say, sometimes you're hurrying them up to punt. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't guarantee you picking up 10 yards.
You're right about that. Look, I've worked on this last couple of years whenever I would say, kind of some people say, and I was like, well, you know what, Mickey, I'm going to go ahead and tip my hand right here.
Yes.
This is what I think. And so
I do that all the, you know, when I read the newspaper or read articles, I'm editing in my mind.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going through and filling in the blanks. Don't tell me some people.
Yeah. I say.
Some people say you're not doing this well. And it's like, no, who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do. And you're disguising yourself because you're asking the question because you think they are.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why I've been trying to work on that.
Don't give me the some people. There's going to be a movie, some people, right? Maybe there is.
Oh,
already.
Yeah. I could see that.
Well, Mickey, some people appreciate you.
Yeah.
And, we really, and those people are us. Today.
I don't even know if I want to compliment that one.
Thank you very much, sir.
So this is it? You guys are gone?
From here, and then we'll just keep chatting with you down the line.
And I'll make sure up when I look at 8:19, I'll stop running
faster.
No,
I want you to leave then so you have to, jog.
Yeah, I want out of breath, Mickey, every time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, good sir.
Good being with you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.